God said, let there be what? And what happened? And light appeared. You have faith like that. Say to your trouble, tell it what to do. Say to your mountain, say to your sickness, say to your poverty, say to whatever, remove yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus reminded me of another incident or situation in the Bible that somebody else used their faith. Matthew 8:5. Listen to what the guy did. It says I'm reading from the, go ahead and put it up, Matthew 8:5. Hallelujah. Watch it. Verse 5 said, Jesus was in into Capernaum. There came unto him a centurion beseeding him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, what? Sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Here's a man, got a servant at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Evidently, anybody's that sick, come on, anyone that sick and tormented like that, he probably had tried to get some help from the doctor. But in the process of trying to get the guy some help, he heard about Jesus. Yeah. And evidently another thing to think about. Huh? This servant probably important to this man. Because if you're a servant, you're trying to get him well, you know, he's sick, he can't do his job. And furthermore, you don't like to see nobody tortured or tormented in pain. And he understood, because he had to hear some things about Jesus in order for him to exercise this kind of faith. Come on. Ooh, Jesus. He had to. And so this is what he said. And Jesus told the man, he said, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Oh, Lord. He understood something about authority. He said what? Speak the word. Oh, he didn't say try to work a trick or something. He said just speak the word. You don't even have to come to my house. All you got to do is just say in a word. Speak the word only. And my servant shall be healed. He didn't say my servant might change or something might happen if you. He said my servant shall be healed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 9 says, and I am a man under authority. This man understood something about authority, didn't he? Having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goes. I say to another, come, and he cometh. I say to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Look what Jesus said. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. He marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. This man was an outsider. He was a Gentile. He was not of the household of faith of the Israelites. He was the outsider. But he had this kind of faith. And Jesus said, I've been preaching and all of the in the house here and not found any faith like this. Ooh. He said, man, Jesus said unto him, this is verse 13, said to the centurion, go your way. As thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Hallelujah. 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 What do you want in your world? Do you want misery, suffering, sorrow, pain, lack? Well, then take the word of God that is filled with life, filled with power, filled with wisdom, filled with knowledge, filled with God's ability. Take the word of God and put it where it belongs. Hallelujah. And the word of God won't produce nowhere beside in your heart. Try to put it in your toes first. You can't get it there. Try to put it in your head. It won't work there. Hallelujah. Remember, all the scripture can quote them from Genesis to Revelation. But if the word is not in your heart, it won't bring you anything. But I come to tell you as I close today, break up that fallow ground. Hallelujah. Prepare a place for the word of God. Your heart is the soil. Stop looking long faith. Stop dwelling on your problem. You got God on the inside of you. And his word has everything. His word is not just a fairy tale. His word is God himself. And God himself will do in your heart everything he said in his word. He said it like this, my son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from